What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, a podcast that drifts aimlessly through life without any sense of purpose to really find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry.
Yes.
Well, look at us, huh? Freewheeling. Hey, first of all, as you know, Terry, it's Spotify Wrapped season.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to bring it back to the pod. I'm going to hit some of the listeners with some of our pod numbers. And thank you very much. And by the way, apologies, because there is a Q&A section on Spotify and people have been...
Is there?
People have been putting in questions and I didn't even know until yesterday.
That's a Patreon right there.
Yeah, so sorry, people. Well, it's more just like in something that we talked about in that episode. It's like, hey, did you know this or that?
Oh, well, that's cool.
So sorry, if you've been messaging us on Spotify, I haven't been seeing them at all, but I'm going to go back over them and try and get back to you. So I was being rude, but I didn't mean to be rude.
Let's try and incorporate this as the lead off every episode to see if there's anything from the last week.
Yeah.
Check in with the fans.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me just pop this before I give you some stats.
Yeah, I got to do this too. I don't want to apologize to somebody out there. I'm a bit bunged up and I'm a bit...
Go on. I just noticed your t-shirt. Sorry.
Hey, yeah.
That's from fucking Hard Eight. What's it? Which one? It's one of those.
It's Magnolia. Kids. What do kids know? The game show.
All right. Now,
I want to apologize for my voice if I sound funny.
Apologies. Apologies not usual. Accepted, actually.
I'm not apologizing to you. I'm apologizing to them. You knucklehead. Yeah, my voice is a bit scratchy.
Had a bit of a rough night. Sounds like you had a rough night, friend.
Tuesday. Oh, my Lord.
Why don't you tell me about that before I tell you,
here's how bad I was feeling. I went and got like an antigen test, which I haven't had.
I did
not miss doing those fucking things.
Sticking it right up your nose.
Oh, Lord. It was negative.
Nice.
But nice, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But like Tuesday night, I was like, I'll go into the spare room because I don't.
Nice.
To be honest, if Faye gets sick,
the whole house crumbles.
<we're fucked>. She's home with the two kids.
Yeah.
So
I cannot get sick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, I'll stay in the spare room. And I had one of those sleeps. You never get that where you're just below waking, but above like REM deep sleep.
Yeah, you're in the netherworld.
Oh, man.
I
was fucking Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting, like kicking heroin because I was fucking in a cold sweat, Andy. Like,
really?
Soaked. Like, whoa.
Really?
Sopping. Like, so much so that I'm like, I'm going to have to change these sheets tonight. And I fucking hate changing the sheets.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Yeah.
Kerry gives me like a day's notice where she's like, I'm not going to hit you with it now, but tomorrow I want the sheets changed.
And
I'm like,
but one day.
I'm like, okay, I just need that buffer zone in between because, I mean, it's a strenuous activity.
You know what? Like, I don't mind. I do mind doing it, but I actually try and make the best of it in that, like, I'll stick on a podcast.
Yeah,
I'd just be like,
I'm going to listen to something, so I'll enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
How are you feeling now, chum?
Better. Cool. I got my Benadryl cold and flu. Cold and flu tablets, and like they have done me the world of good.
Good. I don't have any faith in
over-the-counter medicines.
Yeah, kind of. Like Kerry's always like take a painkiller or something, and I'm always like, nah.
I'm with Kerry, and you know? Like you're like Faye. Yeah, I'm like, take this.
Work.
She's like, no. I'm like, just do it.
But it does always work.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? Maybe the older and fatter that I've gotten is that like sometimes there's no harm in taking three Panadol.
Yeah.
If you need to. I was too by the book, you know, like the recommended daily or whatever.
I would take the six. I would probably cut off at like it's six, no more than
in
six
day.
In 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, not in a go. Chewing on
good
them.
Night, everybody.
Good night, world.
Good.
Well, listen, Terry, let me hit you with some stats of the pod before we get into it, okay? Now, this is just Spotify only, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So our most streamed episode was There Will Be Blood with Aaron McGathy.
Great episode. It was probably our worst sounding.
Our least technically good yeah. sounding episode. We had a lot of technical issues on that one. But, you know, that was streamed 734% more than our average episode.
What?
So I don't know. Yeah. 69% hey. Of our listeners discovered us in 2023.
That's good.
Ireland was our top country with 71% of our total streams. Mm-hmm. Our podcast was shared. 39% of our shares, didn't even know we were being shared, were by direct link, 26% by WhatsApp. People sending our podcast on WhatsApp. Hey, listen to these fucking clowns.
Yeah. It's a man who does the Martin Tyler videos, but yeah. he doesn't know anything about movies.
He's got a pod. He don't talk about football at all.
It's great.
We were a top 10 podcast for 118 fans. Ooh. A top 5 podcast for 63 fans.
Oh, it's just six away from the 69 again.
I know. And a number 1 podcast for 15 fans.
Ah, well, you 15 out there. I know I'm going against the grain here, but look, you get the big L from
Yay,
me.
There he is.
Yeah. Not even behind the paywall.
The majority of our fans are male. I would say 98%, 2% female, and 0.45% non-binary. Ooh. So, welcome. our fan base age.
Let me guess, like 18 to 34?
Not even close.
No?
Our biggest are 28 to 45.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying 18 to 34 is if I'm still in that age bracket.
Yeah, 28 to 34 is 37.5% of our listeners. 35 to 44 is nearly half our listeners.
35 to 44.
So essentially we're really catering to men our age.
Yeah, or like, maybe a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I still think I'm like...
And how
early
this?
30s, like late 20s. Like, I was 18. Yeah, I know those guys. It's like, that's my nephew's age. Oh, who
Terry,
like I couldn't be further away from.
I've never cared really about my age, but I care about being 38. I'm like, if only I was like 33. You know, like I mean, it's nothing.
And 33 was such a nothing birthday.
Means
as
nothing.
Well, like,
yeah, you know.
And those 5 years though.
Now here's one, right? Our impressions. Impressions is where we've been seen or where do we show up on people's page. And I've noticed in the last like 6 or 7 weeks on Spotify it was very low, like, you know, no, we're talking shop here, but it's like, you know, 5 to 10 listens on Spotify a week. But the last one, Playing Strains, was like 81 listens on Spotify alone. So like the impressions almost in the last month have kind of shot up a bit on Spotify. So you got a cough?
Yeah, no, I just I'm snotting here, so I'm trying to do it away from the mic.
God. So a lot of stuff I had no clue about on Spotify. I had no idea.
You say 81 like in a week or whatever, right?
On Spotify.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Did you know? I heard this incredible stat. Is if you get more than 130 streams a week, you're in the top 50% listen to podcast in the world.
So we're in the top half.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
come on.
I was like, surely that's wrong. Because I was listening to a guy who, like, he has like 4 different podcasts.
Yeah.
All like pop culture stuff. And I was like, surely that's wrong. And I looked it up and I was like, no, he's right. Like, he's like, it just shows you how many podcasts there are out there. And then it's like, when you get to the top 10%, it's kaboom. But like,
there's fucking podcasts. Like, someone at work is going to a podcast tonight. My therapist ghosted me.
Yeah.
Like all week in the Aviva.
Yeah.
Or not the Aviva,
but that's
the
like
Tree Arena.
Joanne McNally and they're big names. Like,
are they?
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but like,
like
I've heard the name of the podcast a lot. It's supposed to be, it's supposed
be like
to be good.
They're like celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to badmouth them because
I don't know enough about them.
But like, they're
that's
celebs.
The level that we could reach, Terry, one day.
Yeah.
Me and you. Gracing the stage of the Tree Arena.
Maybe not the Tree Arena.
It'll be the Tree Arena.
We'll be gracing the stage again soon, folks.
Yeah, early next year, I think we plan to.
That's the plan.
But you know what these stats do is they give me great confidence that we have a bit of a following that
we
would
have
come
had.
To. Because I couldn't tell on the live show. I was like, are they coming from the pod? Are they coming from my videos? Are they coming from, because Tony's a guest? I couldn't work it out.
Put in there together.
Yeah, and then when I was actually speaking to people there, they were like, oh, love the Arctic Monkeys one or something like that. I was like, oh, like forgetting that people actually listen. Because I'm always giving out that, like, we get no feedback on the pod. Is anyone even fucking listening out there? So to see something like that was actually...
That's you just marching around your house talking to yourself.
So what are you saying? Nothing.
Fucking what's pod, that, Dad?
Stupid fucking...
Clean the gutters.
I'm going to the crawl space
again. Yeah. I'm going to the crevice. Yeah, he's in the crevice.
Now listen, I feel like I have to address something.
Mm-hmm.
I listened back to the pod last week and I was very anti-toy show.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to say I watched it. I was made to watch it.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch it.
And to be fair, I was still being a petulant child. I was like saying to Joni, who was looking forward to me, you're not even going to like it. You're going to be bored. And Kerry was like, it's going to be great. We're going to get some treats and we're going to watch it.
Parent, it's going to be great.
Like actual, like don't project on the child. And so we watched like the first half of it or whatever. And I have to say, it was actually grand. It's not something that I would seek out. But being made to sit and watch it, I wasn't cringing at any point. Whereas I felt all the previous years with Tubbs, it was painful for me to watch it.
Like,
whereas this one, I get the impression that Patrick Hilty actually likes kids.
PK.
Or whatever, yeah.
PK.
But like, it was actually grand. And so I kind of thought, I think I went in too hard on the pod there because it was actually all right.
I saw a few clips.
Yeah.
Your man, Shamey.
He didn't even see that part.
Oh, with the mullet. He seemed like a bit of crack.
Yeah.
I didn't mention it last week, but like, maybe I was a bit negative on it myself because there had been bits in the past when like we'd watched it, myself and Faye had watched it. Now again, we always tail off by the end, but like that little guy Adam.
Yeah.
You know, like that had me in bits when I was watching it. Like the guy in he wants to go to space.
Oh yeah.
He's in like the wheelchair.
That's the thing, like the kids really are. And when I was listening back, I was actually thinking what made me think I was going too hard is that I was thinking, I don't think Terry dislikes it as much as me when I was listening back.
I didn't watch it this year because I didn't want to, you know.
But it was so nice, like there was like, because they had a lot of like, they had one girl who like, she didn't have a nose essentially, like, and they had another girl in like a wheelchair the first few minutes, whatever. And even Joni was like, I think it's great that they have kids who are different and all this.
Yeah.
And I mean, Gary were like, absolutely. And I was like, fucking yes, that's my kid. You know, it's like, but just, I mean, I know it's obvious, but just for her to even think like, oh, that's nice, or and to not be like, I mean, she wouldn't be anyway, to not be like, oh, what's wrong with it? You know, like not be like that. Like, so I was just like,
Daddy,
great.
What's wrong with that girl's face?
So yeah, I feel like I needed to correct that.
All right, but, well, that's fair enough.
How's things with you?
Good. Got the tree up.
How is it?
Majestic.
Yeah.
I don't mind saying myself.
Happy with it? Yeah. It was a good bush.
7 footer, my friend.
Nice, thick, a baddie tree.
I'm not giving you anything here, okay?
Nice, thick bush you got in your sitting room.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay.
You decorate that, son of a...
I told you.
How's the tree, anyway?
It's good. I'm glad we had a lovely day decorating it. The lad who delivered it, it was like, hey, check out this for a deal. For a real tree.
Yeah.
£35, and it could, whatever size you wanted. 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot. No extra charge.
What?
Yeah.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Same price.
And it was a tenner for the stand.
That's a picture.
No, well, we keep the stand for next year. But your man was so nice. He was a young fella that was doing it.
Nice.
And I was just like, oh, that's...
How'd you get it delivered?
He delivered it to us.
What service is this?
Do you have your tree here?
Yeah.
Are you gonna, oh, like have you got like a...
No, I don't get real trees. I get fake trees.
Yeah. Fake plastic trees.
Yeah. Is that Radiohead song?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
We've kind of gone the... We got rid of our crappy tree that we had.
Yeah.
That we're making do with for a few years. And we're like, let's just get a real tree this year.
Yeah.
We kind of haven't gone back since. We like it.
Now, let me ask you a question. What sort of lights have you got on? Are they coloured or are they single coloured?
We got both.
Ooh.
So we got gold, yellow, you know, like circular lads, kind of like little bauble ones. And then we got the funky, you know, cheesy ones.
This is
the light setting. Now, here's... The light setting is very important for a Christmas tree.
Like, how
the
fast...
The frequency,
Now, Are you a smooth in and outsman?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know me.
Written all over your face.
I'm sitting there in my smoking jacket and my glass of whiskey, listening to Miles Davis.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I think the default when you turn it on in the morning.
Oh, it's
the default
hectic.
Is rave.
Yeah.
You're like, oh Jesus,
who wants this?
I know,
this is the opposite of the vibe.
It's like when they're putting it together. It's like, so what should I set it on, boss? I don't know. Whatever one, the rave one. People want to get energized when they wake up, right?
Wake people up. Are you sure, boss?
I don't know. The company's going under. Just do whatever you want.
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah.
For the first time, we've always gone with multicolored lights. But this year now, we've gone with the single. We've gone with the theme. Well, Kerry has. She told me
you're
what to do, and I did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to say, coming home now, and going into the sitting room is a lovely, like,
yeah,
this is nice, you know.
Now, when you have the tree lights on, do you turn off the main lights?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time.
You can't have the big light on.
No.
And the Christmas tree, you know.
It's in
the mood. Cozy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I like it now. I like that it's the Christmas songs are playing on the radio. You know, I'm liking it.
Hey, you know, it was on last Saturday. It was actually really nice. Because we'd done the Christmas tree during the day, and then I'd kind of watched like Mickey Once Upon a Christmas with Bond after we'd done it. And then that evening, Die Hard 2 was on RTE.
The shit one.
2. Yeah, but it's still kind of like, I'm watching it, I'm like, it's still kind of better than most other action movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's still like, there's a bit in it where he's basically on a runway in a jet that has been grounded. And they're about to like blow him up out of it. So he like straps himself in and hits the ejector seat. And the shot is like above, he's like, like coming up towards the camera as the big explosion is underneath. And I was like, man, like it's kind of crappy, but it's also brilliant. Like,
do you know, I think of this scene all the time now since you said it from Die Hard 1 of the fire coming through the thing. The vent. The every oven. Time I open the oven, and I'm the same, like boosh.
Yeah.
Like, I think of that all the time. So, and is Die Hard 2 a Christmas movie? Or
I think it
there's
is.
Snow
it's,
in that. Isn't
it's
it?
Like they're in an airport. Yeah, I think it is Christmas. It's snowy. Like he's in the airport to pick up the wife, and like a terrorist attack happens. He's in the wrong place, the wrong time again. But like this time, the terrorists are. They're like ex-military,
right.
Ex-US military. And like, there's a great bit when they bring in, you know, the guy from Coming to America. You never seen Coming to America?
No.
Haven't
seen it.
Haven't seen Coming to America?
No.
Wow.
I mean, I hadn't seen Die Hard until...
Yeah, but it's Eddie Murphy. I thought you would have seen...
No, I'm very unfamiliar with a lot of Eddie Murphy's... I've only seen Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That's going in the... Just the vault there.
No, I'm just not going to talk about movies because I keep extending these movie series. Yeah. One day you're going to run out. I mean, this is going
like,
to be
I have like 10 in the chamber. Like, I have like lists. Like when we're doing the next one after Mission Impossible, you're going to have like a choice of like...
A choice? Okay. Yeah,
okay, of like good. Different cards to pick from, and I'll have all
great.
Oh,
you really
curated.
Think
this out. Oh, I love it. Like, it's great. But anyway, the guy, he's a black guy. And like... There's a bit.
I know I am.
The black guy.
Not that that's important.
used to work for Carl, eh? There's a bit in it where it's like there's some like team brought in to combat the terrorists, and he's like, "I know him. I worked with him years ago. He was a part of my team in Grenada." And there's one guy on the team is like, "Oh, I don't know any of these guys. I was called in a day ago. Some guy had to have his appendix out." And then they're driving along and they're talking about Grenada. And the new guy's like, "Oh, man, I wish I could have been there." Which is like, "So do I, kid." Like, and like the slit of the throat. Like, ooh. It's like, turns out the other army guys are in with the terrorists. And I was like, "Oh, man, that's so fucking." He's like, "Me too, kid."
Was that still 80s?
That was like 91, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, but everything from like 91 is still pretty much the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what was Die Hard with a Vengeance was like 94 or 5?
That was 95. And that's like that's like post speed.
That's peak.
Yeah.
That's
you're in the
era,
sweet
that
spot.
That is the sweet spot of action movie, I think.
No, yeah. Of 90s movies, sorry. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's when it feels like it's a 90s movie, as yes. opposed to, like, a rollover from the 80s.
Yeah, you know? I think, like, 93 on is kind yeah. of a little bit...
Maybe, like,
yeah.
post-Jurassic Park, you're like...
Yes.
Oh, I'm in the 90s now.
Yeah, I would never think Jurassic Park was 80s, but even though that was, like, 93.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Like, Speed, for me, is like, that's 94, you're like...
Is that peak 90s action?
I think so. Like, I mean, well, it was my number one choice on the 90s action miniseries we did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was Terminator 2, like, is that 91?
Terminator 2's 92? 91. Yeah, 91.
That seems quite 90s. And, like, I wouldn't never think that that's an 80s movie.
Hmm.
You know, even though it's not an 80s movie, but, like, it's so close to the 80s, it's weird how that kind of doesn't...
I don't think any of these rules can apply to Cameron, though. Like, to be honest, he does his own...
He does do his own thing.
Like, even, like, Aliens, you're like...
Is he a prick?
No, he seems like he's a cool guy. Like,
is he?
Yeah, he seems like, just don't fuck around with him, you know?
Mm, yeah, what's that mean, though?
You wanna fuck around and find out?
Yeah.
I'll fuck around. He'll bring you to the bottom of the ocean and leave you there. He'll fly back up in his machine and you'll just be stuck there.
Hey.
Hello?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can I talk to you about something sports related?
Yeah.
What did you think of Man United's performance yesterday?
I thought they were really good.
Let's cut the shit. What did you think of Onana's performance in his match against, what was it, FC Copenhagen?
No, it was Galatasaray.
Galatasaray, yeah.
Galatasaray yesterday. I mean, he picked the worst game possible to, like...
stinker.
Yeah, again.
Is he single-handedly the reason why you're bottom in the group? I mean,
yes and no. You know what I mean? Like he's made a lot of all his big mistakes have come in the Champions League.
Yeah,
you know, like which is a killer. But yet,
I seen a highlight thing of him today on Twitter. It was like United knew this and still bought him, and it's all his mistakes before, like horrendous. Where like I'm like, oh my god, like there's something.
And yet he had the most clean sheets in the Champions League last year.
He's got the most clean sheets in the league this year.
Like,
how is this even possible?
He just has a clanger in him. Like, but like, everybody's like, oh, I'd have De Gea in ahead of him. Yeah, like, yeah. I wouldn't. Like,
at least he's on probably an upward trajectory where De Gea was definitely on a downward.
But like,
trajectory.
He gives you.
What does he give you?
He gets you up quicker. Like, where that's probably like to our detriment because with the players we had available so far, but like. He has you moving the ball forward quicker. With De Gea, it's like every time, like some of the goals we scored this year, especially away to Copenhagen, we scored a goal, it was like 28 passes all around the back line for like 10 passes and then moved it up the wing and scored back a brilliant goal. Like that's what Ten Hag wants. That's why he brought your man here. We never would have scored that goal with De Gea in goal because you give it back to him, he's like, it's like throw in and you're like fuck off. Like,
there's, you know, I have to admit, and it's a side of me that I'm not proud of, but when there's a goalkeeper making horrendous mistakes like that, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I mean,
and I want to see more.
You've been there.
So when it's not my team, or particularly I guess if it's United, but like I just like, it's not a part of me that I'm proud, but I'm like, if I'm being honest, I want to see more failures from this keeper, you know what I mean? Like, and like I found with like Harry, I think it's just a goalkeeping thing, because I found with like Harry Maguire, I found it very like, not that I was ever backing him, but I always thought it was over the top, and I always thought like, you know it's not, he's not as bad as this global like, oh, Harry Maguire.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, know, football fans are morons.
Oh, like completely.
I'm actually surprised that he has got back in, but it's fair play to him. That
he's doing alright, isn't he?
Like, Ten Hag is picking him over Varane because he said he's in the team and he's doing what I want him to do.
Mm.
And like, the reason why he wasn't in the team was because he didn't think he could play the way he wanted him to play, or he hadn't shown him that he could play that way, and he is doing it now.
Yeah,
and he's kind of like, that's the competition, you know? I don't play them together because I don't like Maguire at the left side of the defence. And I can't play Varane on the left side of the defence. So Maguire has the right side centre-half spot.
Hmm.
And Lindelof has it. Now, that'll the left-hand side, but that'll be gone. Like, that's why Johnny Evans has been playing so much this year, because he's left-footed. And he's like, I like somebody who can play with their left foot.
Right.
Like, he likes that balance. That's why he has Martinez on the left side.
That dog.
I can't wait for him to come back.
He got that dog in him.
But, so, like, fair play to him.
All in all, I can't believe how close you actually are to... Liverpool. Yeah. I mean, not the Liverpool are the marker, but like just, well, like I feel like points. We've been playing, what?
4 points? 6 points?
I thought it was six. I think it might be six. But like considering like the narrative is United have been awful terrible. And Liverpool have been having a great season.
We are the form team in the Premier League at the moment. We've won like...
up for manager of the month.
I mean, if they're giving it to...
In the league, on league form.
I mean, if they gave it to Ange, like in the third month.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, well, come on now. Like, I don't think... It's just like, oh yeah, just leave it there with him. Because I think he didn't win all of his games in the third month. They're like, but we just love him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy that's like burns my tits. Really, like that, like,
are you kind of turning on Big Ange? It's just the love in that he's getting? It's like, he's a great character.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's the love in. Same with Eddie Howe, where they're like, oh, cheeky little Eddie Howe. He rags to riches story here with, you know, Newcastle.
He needs to get that Tyndall chap on a leash. That's what he needs.
He likes him to do that. Like,
he loves it.
Yeah.
They both love it. He loves that Tyndall does it, and Tyndall loves to get in. Yeah. And like,
I was delighted when Mbappe scored.
That's the thing as well. I actually was too. And I know, like, everyone else, obviously if you're a Newcastle fan, it's bollocks. And I do think that the handball was bollocks. But there's something about Newcastle being a little bit too big for their boots that just this, like, it's devastation. And again, it's a side of me that I'm not proud of, but it's this sort of, like, utter, like, what a win it would have been, and they defended for their lives. And just to have this bullshit penalty in the 98th minute. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
The thing with the Newcastle is like, it's like, oh, this little engine that could. It's like, I read an article where it was like, Newcastle and Man United are worlds apart. Newcastle on the upward trajectory and Man United going backwards. And then I looked at the league table, like, sorry, we're ahead of them in the league. And it's like, who's writing this? Like, nobody's proofreading this stuff. Know, like, yeah.
It's almost like it's still like the fashionable thing to, you know, hate on United, like, and all that sort of
just
stuff.
Just leave us alone, man.
just let us do our thing.
Yeah, just let us wallow in our misery over here until we maybe get this club sorted out.
Hey, speaking of football, Terry, I got a very interesting text today.
Got a text.
Now, do you remember previously RTE got in touch about
something reffing.
That I turned down?
Yeah.
Well, I've accepted something this time.
Hey!
It's not from RTE now. Oh. From... I don't know if I can say. Well, I'll just say it. From Waterford Whispers News.
Yay!
Old Bill Badbody himself messaged me. Peter McGann gave him my number.
Ah, Pete.
No, I thanked Peter.
Oh, Pete
said,
is
no
keeping safe out there. You never know.
Did you see McGregor?
These legion of trolls.
Oh my God! So first of all,
Peter, fair play to you. Fair play to you.
Yeah, fair play to Peter. Yeah.
You put him right in his place.
You know what? It was the perfect response because first of all.
Very clever wordplay as well.
Yeah. So first of all, can we just talk about how it happened? I mean, it was all public knowledge. So
I was very sad. I was here with you Thursday.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. But I mean literally the back and forth between McGann and McGregor.
Well, it's your boy McGregor.
Hey, he's no boy of mine not anymore. Yeah. Jesus Christ! I'm embarrassed that I even ever called him my boy.
Yeah.
Well, get cards on the table, he's
it was
fucking
a rotten food. Scene. I was very sad Thursday night, Friday morning.
Oh yeah,
I was no,
like that. Like that's the first time. First of all, obviously the stabbing was horrible.
Yeah,
and then the stuff that night. I was saying to Kerry, like a lot of time, like stuff happens. And I'm kind of like, everyone's saying, oh, that's awful. But I don't ever really feel it, maybe because I'm dead inside. But this one was a real, like, it's all I was thinking about. Mm. You know, I was feeling, even when I went outside, I felt like I could feel it.
I felt like very, not depressed, but I was just like deflated.
Just sad. Yeah. Yeah.
And big thanks to Neil Murray. His music...
how good is that album? Lads, check out Double PE if you
so
get a chance.
So good.
It's do you know what? It kind of reminded me of like an Irishy Wes Anderson sort of
The
score.
Words you're looking for are Neil Hannon, my friend.
Neil Hannon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not Wes Anderson. But that's
no,
just what you...
That,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Divine comedy fame.
It's absolutely delightful is the word. It's funny,
brushing right past that, eh?
Neil Hannon? I tell you what, in the comedy side,
But it's like not even little... comedy. So it's like, it's a story, you know, there's a lot of that in it.
Doesn't
it
doesn't take itself like too seriously.
Folklore, folksy, yeah. You know?
It's so delightful to listen to. And I've had it on all week. Yeah. Like it's not normally the sort of music that I would listen to, but not because I don't like it, just because I wouldn't know where to start. But this was, really good.
But too late to make my Spotify Wrapped, but you know.
I know. I think they cut it off in like October.
Did they?
Yeah. You know?
Who was your number one? Just because we skipped by it.
Arctic Monkeys, of course. For top five artists, if you're asking. Arctic Monkeys, Blink-182, Say Anything, Smashing Pumpkins, and The Strokes. It's all quite boring, but that's what I'd listen to. What was your top five?
I don't want to say.
Come on.
Number one was Bluey.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. You got kids.
Number two was the composer of Bluey, which I feel like they robbed me here because the two of them
combine
are,
them.
Yeah, come on. Then it was Republican Loose. Justin Hurwitz. I was surprised, actually. That's the guy who did the music for La La Land.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like I was listening to, because he also did the Babylon soundtrack. And that is a fucking whopper.
Okay.
Whopper soundtrack. And number five was the Beatles.
Hey.
Somehow sneaking in there. It was like most listened to in April.
Have I listened to that?
I hadn't really. Like, just can't escape. They know me.
They were my number one year and I was thinking like, did I? You know? I mean, they're my favorite band probably. I love them. But
the Beatles is number one. That cannot be the future.
Can it?
Can it?
But anyway, sorry.
Back to Peter.
Peter, first of all, we'll talk about Peter McGregor and then I'll talk about my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so McGregor said, "You reap what you sow." All this sort of, you know, inciting sort of stuff. Now, I think some of that was before all this, but all of it's pointing to like,
it was the night before. It was like, Ireland, we're at war.
And you reap what you sow and all this sort of stuff. And then, McCann's like, classic. Or what was it? Something
coming from a known rapist, which I think
like
is very
so that fun. Got loads of traction and all that. That was good. And then, but like, the weird thing is like, days later, McGregor reacts to like an old video that Peter put up like a week before, just been like about one of his like failed acting things, which is really funny. And McGregor's like, "Man's not acting, failed actor."
Yeah, he's a failed actor.
And I was thinking at the start, I'm like, "Is he laughing at this?" I couldn't even make out what he was.
Idiot.
And I was like, "Oh, does he actually like the sketch?" And then McGann was like, "Oh, there's me thinking I struck a nerve." And McGregor kept going with like lots of stuff and all this, like, "You're an embarrassment to your craft" and all this stuff. And it's like,
it's very rich him calling anybody an embarrassment as well.
I mean, like, it was great because McGann didn't react once to any of it, and then McGregor deleted them. So it's just like, you coward.
I hope they fucking, he's under investigation. I hope they do something and it's public. Like, I always remember the thing. Remember when the Queen was coming to visit?
Yeah.
And it was like, everybody be on their best behavior because all eyes are going to be on and it's a big thing and nobody fucking take the piss.
Yeah.
And the Fairview, or the Players Lounge, they hung a banner saying, the Queen is not welcome here. And then the guards got onto them, whatever. They took the banner down.
Yeah.
2 days later, the place was raided at 5 a.m. and all the press was there. So it was like a fucking, it was a, I don't want to say a stitch up, but like, they knew what they were doing. Like, the press wouldn't have known to be there in advance if they weren't told. Something like that. Something like that needs to happen. Like,
some
know?
Sort of, like, orchestrating.
Reckoning. Because.
So.
Just disgraceful.
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed to, like, have him come. Like, this is so, like, weird for me because I was, like, years and years ago, when I'd be like, geez, like, he actually is, like, you can make anything out of yourself. This guy was on the Dole.
I thought it was so inspirational.
Yeah, like, it really was.
When he was on the up, and like up until maybe he won the second title where he beat Eddie Alvarez, that was before the Mayweather thing. So he came back completely, but like in a weird like dismantling of Eddie Alvarez. Like it was like, it wasn't even like a fair fight or something. It was just so.
I used to stay up and watch watch them live. It's stupid o'clock.
Like that Aldo win was probably one of my biggest, like, oh my god, like moments of watching sports where I was just like, I can't believe it. And then after the, or like before the Mayweather fight and after, then it was kind of all kind of downhill, character wise, and results wise.
Yeah,
but But anyway, right? So McGann gave this chap my number. From Waterford Whispers News. And so I'm actually going to Kilkenny on Saturday.
Nice.
To act in a sketch about a rival. It's two twins. I'm playing both characters. One's a United fan and one's a Liverpool fan. And it's like how they're kind of like back and forth and all this. But like there's a script that I was reading and all this sort of stuff. So I said like, I was like, yeah, like deadly. Great. So I'm going to go down and see, like, slightly nervous about it. Because now it was supposed to be like next week. I was like, oh, I'll see if I can get it off work. And then they were like, oh, it can be the weekend too. I was like, oh, great. Then, yeah, no problem. Then they were like, so I was like, sorry, like, can it be this weekend? I know it's really short notice. And I was just like, yeah, sure.
Great.
So, amazing. So we'll see what comes of it. It's going to be on, like, Waterford Whispers socials and now TV's socials. So, like, just online.
Oh, is it for, like, their, like, it's sports pass or
it's
whatever?
It's for Now or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Good. Good to get that groundwork relationship in there with Now. We'll be down on the Now TV stand on
EP
the
next year, Andy. Finally, I can get back to the festivals. Yes. And I was kind of, I called Kerry today and I was like,
babe, you'll never guess.
Yeah, well, I was like, because I was lay home the last two nights, I've seen Myla for a combined minute in the last two nights, and I'll be lay home tonight doing the podcast. And I was like, look, I was like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it pays. And so she was laughing.
That's the magic.
Yeah. And so she was like laughing. Like, are you asking me for permission to do it? I'm like, yes. Yeah. She was like, yeah, of course, do it. I was like, fucking yeah. All right. But anyway,
That's great.
So, listen, in other news, Terry, I'm just going to roll on to the next topic. I was at my mum's last week. And it was great. It was lovely. Tony was there with his kids and all that. It was lovely. And my mum gave Joni some money when she left. And so Joni got with her money. She's mad into cats and wolves.
Like, okay.
But like pretending to be a cat or a wolf.
Okay, yeah.
Now, it's innocent enough. But I stumbled across something that she was looking at on YouTube a while ago. And it shook me.
She's got that Cantwell gene.
Yeah, that cat's infatuation. Yeah.
Isn't Tony's new show called
and he's president of the Cartoon Cat Fuckers Association. Yes.
Is that a real thing?
No, he made it up. Okay. Those Cantwells sure are weird.
Those Catwells.
But like the thing she was watching was like adults dressed as cats, like acting like cats to the camera. And I was like oh fuck. and Kerry thought it was like funny, and like I was like, because like Joni talks to Kerry like about it, and it's like I love doing it, like it's so innocent, her bit of it.
Yeah,
but the stuff that she was watching, I was kind of like, oh my god,
you know what it is.
And I was saying to Kerry, I was like, what are we gonna do about this? And she was laughing, she's like, she's not gonna transition into a cat, like we're okay.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
it's because I probably would have the same reaction and be like, and it's because we've seen such depraved shit, like that your mind can't help but
go there. To that. So
it's
she
like,
got
this is like a 7-8 year old girl. Like, of course, not going to be thinking about it the same.
And
way
And there's nothing like that in the video. They're just acting like it.
Yeah.
But like, it's a whole big thing. Like, I'm one of these.
Yeah.
And it's not furry. They're called something else. I don't know what it is. But anyway, out of her money, she got cat ears, cat paws, and a wolf, and a wolf tail. And so, but she's so happy wearing them around the house. And like, it's so innocent. I can't, like, you
we
know,
have
and
that
like,
as well, actually.
And Kerry's like, she's like, how's my little wolf? And all this. And like, it's so innocent that I'm finally coming around. But for ages, she was like, I want to get wolf stuff. And I was thinking, like, how am I going to tell her no? You know, whereas like me, who was like in all goth stuff as a teenager. And my dad was so like,
I want to get nail varnish, dad.
Get the fuck out of here. And like me now, if my kid was like that now, I'd probably be a bit like, you don't need to be doing it. Like, I would be the closed-minded one, probably. Whereas like my dad,
I think you might.
Probably, I might surprise myself. Yeah. But like, I remember my dad when I was like 17 and we were in Barcelona. It was like a family thing. And I was all like, because I was in a foreign country, I was like, I'm going to go on eyeliner and everything. No one's going to see me, right? Because I wore eyeliner at home.
I'm going to go crazy. Yeah. I'm going to get nuts in there.
And I had the nail polish. I had the black top. I had eyeliner. I had the greasy long hair. And like, my dad, to be fair, this is so sweet. Like, we went, because you know, Barcelona has all these like old churches, like gothic churches and all this sort of stuff. So we were walking around one and he leaned down and he's like, Now, isn't this gothic or what? And I'm like, that's, thinking back, like, that's so nice. Yeah. You know, he was really trying to connect, you know, like, and didn't care that we were going out walking and I looked like a total freak. And like all this, like didn't for a second.
I think you just have to.
I think I probably would if it was, you know, to be fair, if Joni wanted to wear that stuff out, I wouldn't give a shit now, because it's so like, well, like, and she was walking around the house, like singing like, happy, happy, happy. Like, she's so happy. That's what she does when she's happy. Yeah. She just goes sings. So I was like, you know what? I can't even. But like, I wasn't even when I first seen this video. I was like, the next day, I was even couldn't even really talk to her. I was like being all mad, like cagey, and like okay.
It's like something out of a sitcom.
It's like The Simpsons when Bart can, you know, where everyone's like tiptoeing around Bart because he can do things with his mom. It was like that sort of like okay.
Where did you get that Hawaiian shirt?
But anyway, yeah, it was a big fucking, you know, thing in my head, whereas everyone else was just, you know, anyway.
Have you been watching anything?
Watching anything? You know what? I put on Jackass 4.
Ever.
Mm. And I have to admit to you that I didn't really love it. Mm. And I'm sorry to say that because I know you had a really great moment watching it.
Yeah. I haven't gone back to it. I don't know.
I kind of just thought it, like this, I actually hate myself for saying this, but like it just seemed, there was parts of it that were really funny and there was parts of it that just seemed a little bit desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the sense that I'm nearly 40 and I kind of like, it's the exact same humor that I loved in my 20s. And like maybe, like I've just changed my sense of humor maybe, but like some of it was really funny, but the gross out stuff, the dick stuff, the shit stuff, I was just a little bit like, I'm just not into this now, you know, or like, you know, like Aaron or some of the guys where you're just like, they're really putting themselves through such hell. And I'm kind of like, you don't need to do this, you know, like part of me was like that. Now, maybe Kerry really wasn't into it and that kind of rubbed off.
That's what I'm
going to
say.
You know,
my experience watching it was like, you're in a cinema with like 2/3 full. So there's enough space, but still a good crowd.
The vibe.
Yeah, the vibe was like, you're at a house party.
Yeah.
Watch on the big screen. Everybody was into it. Like,
yeah, I would say that makes such a world of difference.
Like, I'd say if we sat down, if we went to Amsterdam and got high and watched it in the apartment.
100%.
Yeah. You know,
Isn't it weird, though, how, like,
totally
your company affects, and not that she, yet, not, you know, not against Kerry, but, like, it's, you can... The sort of frequency in the room.
You feel like you're dragging them along or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, I'm not enjoying it. Like,
and then I also find the opposite, that like, I feel like sometimes you can force it. Like if we're watching like stand-up or something and like neither of us have really laughed in the first 20 minutes. And then if I kind of just start to laugh a little bit, then I notice that she starts to laugh. Not necessarily at the same bits, but like it picks up, like, you know.
It's infectious.
It is infectious, you know. But yeah, I kind of turned it off and I thought, oh, I'll come back to it, but.
I have a couple of recommendations for you.
Please.
So one, it's a new horror movie that's dropped on Netflix called Malignant.
Ooh.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's directed by James Wan.
Who of what fame?
Saw. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I heard of it.
He also did Aquaman. He did one of the Fast and Furious.
Okay. Going down in my estimation.
But. No, well. but it is a kind of... like, it's a horror movie that is like almost bad, but is brilliant at the same time.
Right? How?
I can't tell you because
it's one of those.
I can't tell you because it will ruin
the
surprise.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, and it's like,
it's called Malignant.
Malignant, and you will understand why.
Because the name sounds like one of those catch-all horrors, you know.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, it literally opens with like a lab on the side of a cliff and it's like a thunderstorm, like and it's like it's the insane asylum or whatever. But there's like a bit in it where it's like there's two sisters and it's like, I can't even remember what they say, but like the scene ends where it's like, but it's something I never told you. It's like, I'm adopted. It's like, whoa. You know, this like earth shadow, like the camera pans in on her. And it's like, like there's bits of that where you're like, this is insane, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all the, you're like.
You're just kind of along for the ride.
Yeah,
on that
100%.
One. Like, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's good. And then I recently finished my watching of the Equalizer trilogy.
Is that good?
Ah, man, they're fucking good.
Denzel?
Denzel. So I went about this a funny way because I'd never seen the first one.
Yeah.
And then me and my dad went to see the second one in the cinema.
Right.
Because he said he kind of wanted to see it. And I loved the second one. I thought the second one was really good. I mean, I loved it. It's 3.5 stars. You know what I mean? Right. But like, it's a really good, like, old man actioner.
Yeah.
And like, the second one is... Because the whole premise is like, he helps out the little guy.
Yeah.
You know, and the second one is like, not really that. It's more one of his friends kind of uncovers something and she gets taken out by a bunch of like ex-military guys that were on his team back in the day, and now they've gone private, so they, you know, they do hits for hire, and it kind of descends into, it's a great, I like, you can make a whole movie out of this. It's like there's a storm coming in,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they go to this town where it's like, the town's closed, we evacuated, and he's like, oh, I'm just off, he kind of blags his way in, it's like, I'm just off a shift, he pretends to be a cop,
yeah,
and they have a showdown between Denzel and like the three ex-navies in this town where it's just like wind and rain. It's like a ghost town.
Cool.
It's fucking deadly. It does sound cool. It's fucking deadly.
I heard the first one takes a while to get going.
It does.
But the once first it gets going, it's good.
The first one is 2 hours and it is really good.
Yeah.
Like, it does take a little bit of time to get going, but it's really good. Now, having said that, I think it's the lowest on the three. The third one... Wait, here's a pitch for you, right?
I'm guessing the third's balls to the wall.
No, it's more that it's like classic.
Okay.
Yeah, like it starts off with him like after murdering a load of people in like a Sicilian vineyard. You're like, what is he doing in Italy? Like, you know? And then he kills
what's
a few more
here?
And he drives like over the border on a ferry to Naples and he crashes his car and somebody brings him back to the small village and they nurse him back to health and he starts to really like everybody in the village and it's all this good stuff, and then the local mafia muscle their way in and they start picking on his new friends, and it's almost like a western in that sense. And like, he's like, at one point he's like, they're like, are you threatening me? He's like, not threatening you, just telling you to get ready. And he's like,
I think I've actually seen that clip.
Yeah,
I think I've seen a clip of
and
that.
It's kind of, it's like Denzel and he's deadly, you know,
effortlessly cool.
Yeah, like, and also like ice cold.
Yeah,
you're like, okay,
okay.
Yeah.
Now
it's they're all really good.
How would you rank them in order? What order?
3, 2, 1.
Okay,
3,
well,
2,
that's
one.
A good order.
Yeah.
You don't often see that, do you?
No, and I think you could probably switch 1 and 2 around depending on your
preferences.
Yeah, but they're, you know, it's kind of like, cast me like, why, like, give me like 3 more of them before he can't actually make any more.
Yeah,
you know,
keep
like
going.
Yeah, I don't need to see Denzel do any more Oscar fare anymore, just give me a few more of these lads. Like,
and he's won Oscars, right?
Yeah, he's won 2 Oscars.
Oh,
you know, like, and been nominated like 5 more times.
Wow.
Like, considering how Liam Neeson has dropped off in this genre, where it's like his ones are like, wow, another good one. Now it's like The Rifleman, the Honest Thief, Run All Night, you know, all these like the last one I watched is called like Retribution.
Ugh.
And I was like what could this mean?
What a title.
He's like in a car with a bomb on it, so I was like, oh, it's Speed but like a really worse version of it's
a lazy title.
Yeah, I know, like he's really just sunk to like POV things.
Yeah,
and yet you see him in some things where he actually can act. You're like, he can fucking turn it on. Like, he's asleep in these movies half the time.
Yeah,
like, so
getting his paycheck.
That's what's frustrating.
Well, Terry, I think I might need to wrap it up here, unfortunately.
Okay.
But if you want more, we're about to record a Patreon episode.
Hello.
So if you do want more, sign up to the old Patreon, patreon.com/whatsogreatabout, I think. The link is in our bio.
Yeah.
And what bio, you ask? It's on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod, and it's on Twitter at WSGA Pod, and it's on TikTok at What's So Great About Pod. Posted something on TikTok only the other day.
Good.
Same as always. 800 odd views, 50 odd likes, no follows. So,
something's
up. I don't even believe those likes are real. Like, it's the same every time. Not one comment ever.
If you do decide to support us over on the Patreon, for the low fee of €5 a month, you get access to all our back catalogue of miniseries, What's So Great About the MCU, our first one ever that was. What's So Great About 90s Action, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. And then we got a bunch of one-off stuff where we do quizzes to one another, we do pitch meetings, which we did last time out, which was very good.
A lot of fun.
We do top fives, you know, Perfect Day, Dream Festival, lots of good stuff.
We have so much different shit on Patreon.
Things get wacky, they get weird.
It's actually, I can't think of a better value for money, to be honest. Five quid, and you get, straight away, you get like an extra 120 episodes. You get like four episodes where we're pitching each other meetings. You get like, what, like 30, 40 of our various top fives?
Yeah.
Top five this and that.
Album openers, you know, movie
music, movies, games.
Disney songs.
All this, all that shit. Anyway.
Yeah, all that good stuff there. If you can't afford the €5... Well,
you got problems.
But you can help us out by giving us a rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever. 5 stars, please, always helps. Or even, you know, give us a share about on your socials. You know, these guys are funny. You know?
And thank you very much to all the people who have listened to the pod over the course of the year. I know this isn't the last episode of the year or anything, but having all these wrapped stats really... was very encouraging, so thank you very much. I love being in the charts.
You've made his day, folks.
You know I'm a numbers man, folks, and these numbers don't lie. And
much like my hips.
I'm very happy.
There's your outro music there.
On that note, see you next week for
Mission Impossible! Fucking yes!
Shakira, Shakira. I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you.
Dental plan. Get the hell out of here. Is Lenny the easiest Simpsons voice to do?
Get the hell out of here.
No, you got it all wrong, Homer.
Well, I don't know. I think Principal Skinner.
I mean, he's pretty hard to do, though. Like.
Your Barney is insane, if I may say.
I said what?
What? Palmerston.
Don't cry for me.
I'm already dead.
Okay. Testing.
Happy morning.
Say something funny.
Let's all go out for frosty chocolate milkshakes.
All right.
Great.
Great. Great, 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 great. All right, Terry. Okay. Lead us off, Terry.
Give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great, a podcast.